visit him. I feel like praising, praising him.
I feel like praising, praising him.
Praise him in the morning.
Give God a hand clap of praise. Oh, come on, we can do better than that. Has not God been good to you? If God has been good to you, you ought to be willing to give God some praise. Amen. 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 The song says, I feel like praising him. Anybody in here feel like praising God today? For all that God has done for you and for all that God is going to do for you, you ought to go ahead and give God some praise in here. Amen. Amen. For surely he is a good God. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for you have allowed us to see yet another year. You have allowed us to see the first Sunday in the new year, in year 2025. And we just want to say thank you for that, Master. For there are many who would love to be here today. Yes. There are many who would love to be able to stand today. There are many who would love to be able to speak today, to see today, to move today, to think today. But they do not have those abilities. But yet and still, you allowed us to be able to do all of those things. So we come this morning to say thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for being here with us. And Master, while you're here with us, please share with us what we need so that we can become better. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let our hearts say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 248.
The blood of morning, church family. Good morning. Today we'll do our responsive reading from the African American Heritage Hymnal in the inside back cover, our statement of faith. We'll read together in unison. We believe in God, the eternal spirit, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Father God, and to his deeds we testify. He calls the worlds into being, creates man in his own image, and sets before him the ways of life and death. He seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. He judges men and nations by his righteous will, declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Lord, he has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death, and reconciling this world to himself. He bestows upon us his Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. He calls us into his church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be his servants in the service of men, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. He promises to all who trust him forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, his presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in his kingdom, which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him. Amen.
Thank you.
guide you all the way. Amen. Amen. I tell you, that song stirred me, and I felt like running. But I know if I run, some of you are going to freak out in here. Because you're not used to seeing the move of the Holy Spirit. But when Deke came in here and was dancing, that's a 94-year-old man who knows who his God is. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here, because some of y'all sitting too still and you don't show God no, oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. David danced out of his clothes, and his wife called him a fool. And she did, because she was embarrassed because of his position. Some of us are wrapped up in positions. We forget that there's nothing foolish when it comes to God. If God moves on you, you ought to move, amen? Somebody better give God some praise to him, trying to help you in 2025. Because somebody needs some deliverance, amen? And the way you get delivered, God says you have to praise him for deliverance to come. He says that if you praise him, he'll get in your situation, amen? The Bible says God inhabits the praise of his people. In order for you, Lord have mercy. In order for you to be, so you receive your deliverance, you got to give God just a little bit of praise. Amen?
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. You ain't got to do it here. You can do it at home. Amen. But at least give God some praise, because he's worthy of that praise. Amen. Amen, amen. Before I pray, let me say this, that on next Sunday, as B has stated, please come ready for running. Amen. We're not just coming ready to dress casual and have on tennis shoes for, you know, just to look different. But that is to symbolize that we are going to be different. Different, but yet still the same. Amen. And we're looking at making some changes so we can draw some more people here, so we can become more, shall I say, more willing to receive. Amen. Amen. So on next Sunday, come with your shoes on. Don't come in with mine on. Amen. Amen. I'm going out to buy me a pair of Jordan so I can look Jordan good. Amen. Amen. If I'm going to run, I'm going to run with the best on. Amen. Amen. There's nobody better than Jordan. Amen. Amen. He is the greatest. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning to say thank you. Master, we have so much to thank you for. For you have seen us through 2024. You have brought us over into 2025. Which means, Master, that we came into a new year with new blessings, new promises, new mercies, new grace, new understanding, new love, new life, and new power. So we come this morning to say thank you, for we are sure that the enemy will try to attack us, but we're even more assured that you'll be with us. Not only will you be with us, but Master, you will even fight for us. You will tell us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And as we stand still, we'll see your mighty hand move on our behalf. So we come this morning to say thank you, Master. As we walk, we will walk with power. As we will talk with power. As we move, we'll move by way of the Holy Ghost. So when people see us coming, they won't see us, but they'll see your power. We come now to say thank you. We know that these things shall be done, for you said in your word that we can speak things into existence. You said that death and life lies in the power of the tongue. The tongue today speaks blessings today, Master. The tongue of today speaks healing. The tongue of today speaks deliverance. The tongue in this hour speaks covering. We know that we have a covenant relationship with you. So as we walk, as we move, as we handle your business, we know that we'll be blessed in all that we do, because you are our God. We thank you now. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We ask now that the officers come for the purpose of tithing and offering. To say thank you for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that in 2025 that they will meet someone need, someone who head is hung low and their spirits are low. We pray that what we receive today will lift them up and let them know that you are still God and still have all power. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let it heart sing amen.
By the blood, Jesus has won. his life for me. Jesus is the blood. Jesus is the blood.
My song. Amen. Y'all know what song it is. He said he'll let me sing it one more time. He said this will be the last time I sing it in 2025. Amen. He said if we're changing, I gotta change. Amen. Amen. I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Said I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah. You see, in order to win this fight, I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh yeah, the Lord God's been so good to me. Oh,
One Friday evening, he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me. Help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Logos been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Logos been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening he died on Calvary. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Have mercy. Give God some praise in here. Anybody here got a mind to live for Jesus all of your days? Don't play with me now. Not some of your days, but all of your days. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That'll be the last time you hear that one in 2025. Amen. Oh, you can say what you want to say, but God say something else. Amen. 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 He got another one. He got another one. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 9. It won't be before you long. We have to serve communion today. And I know some of you guys want to get back to watch some football. Amen. I don't mind being a little long today, but I won't punish you because my Steelers lost last night. Amen. Amen. One of my friends thought enough to text me through in the game to console me. Thank you, Lisa. Amen. Amen. She know how I feel about my Pittsburgh Steelers. Amen. And she was cheering for me. Come on, Reverend. Let's let our team win. Yeah, our team didn't win. Amen. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and verses 24 says this. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And verse 24 says, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Amen. Amen. For a few moments, I would like to take the subject, the power of hope. The power of hope. My proposition for you is, in 2025, don't allow anything to kill your hope. Let me say that again. In 2025, don't allow anything to kill your hope. My brothers and my sisters, we have an enemy who desires to keep us from seeing what God has for us. He don't want you to see that God is covering you and keeping you from trials and tribulations. He don't want you to know that God has put favor in your life. He don't want you to see that God is blessing you and there are blessings for you to claim. Lord, have mercy. Some of us have not received the blessings that God expects for us to receive because we have yet to see past our situations. We have yet to see past our circumstances. We can only see what's right before us. We can't see beyond our storms.
We can't see beyond where we are today, and maybe he's given us too much and is keeping us from seeing what God really intends for you to have. Our enemy is smart. He put obstacles in our way to keep us from understanding that God has something better for us. Amen. He put these things in your place to make you lose hope. He looks to create a great deal of pain, chaos, and confusion in your life so that you will give up before you receive the blessings that are coming. He do this so you can give up before your deliverance come. He does this to keep you from receiving your healing. Satan is smart. He knows that we don't like discomfort. Amen. He knows that we don't like waiting on things. We are impatient who have been conditioned by this world to think that if we have to wait on something, then something is wrong. Lord, have mercy. You know how I like to talk about myself. The wife and I had a vacation this past week, and we had plans to leave at a certain time, but we kept getting delayed. And it bothered us for a little while, but then we said, you know what? God must not want us get on this road.
Amen.
At this hour. Sometimes God is trying to keep you from bumping your head into things that are coming, so he has to allow you to wait on some things. But you know, we live in this world where we want everything right now. And that's most of us' biggest problem. We don't know how to wait on anything. We move with our own way of doing things because we can't wait on God. Well, my brothers and my sisters, let me tell you, in 2025, wait on God.
Amen.
Some things are not meant for you to have right now. Some things you need to wait on to get what God intends for you to have, because if you get it right now, all it's going to do is destroy you because you're not ready to receive it. But what I want you to know, that no matter what the enemy tries, no matter all of his tricks, don't let him trick you to not seeing that there's one who covers you. There's one who pulls you out of the quicksands of life. There's one who will give you power to conquer your mountains. You just got to wait on him. And while you're waiting, don't lose your hope. While you're waiting, don't forget who he is. While you're waiting, think about what he has already brought you through, and what he's already brought you over, and how he protected you when you had no other protection. It's amazing how the enemy can make us forget about who our God is just by putting a little bit of wind in our lives. But I want to tell you, in 2025, don't lose your hope. Know that God is with you. Amen?
Amen.
Know that God stands with you. And as a matter of fact, in most cases, it is God who's carrying you. Sometimes we think we're carrying ourselves, but we don't have the power to carry ourselves. When you're going through, God is the one who's carrying. Like the man who was walking in the sands, he at first saw two sets of footprints. But when the storm came, he looked down. There was only one set of footprints. And that set of footprints was not his. Those set of footprints belonged to the Lord. So when in 2025 you find yourself in a situation, don't lose your hope. You ought to hold on to your hope. Amen. You ought to grab it by the reins and hold on to it strong. Don't lose who you are when your storms come.
Amen.
Because the enemy wants you to question your God. He wants you to question your existence. He wants you to question what you heard in church. He wants you to question what you learned. Don't lose your hope. Here we find a father who had lost his hope. His son was dealing with something horrible. He was possessed by demons who closed up his mouth and called him to act out and closed up his ears so he couldn't hear. And his father had been trying to get his son some help, but he could not find any relief. His father became desperate. He even took his son to Jesus' own disciples. And the disciples could not heal the boy. So the man became even more desperate. And the amazing thing to me in this verse is that Jesus only said a few words to him. Jesus said unto him, "If thou cantest believe." Lord have mercy. In part A and B in this verse, he gives him some advice. He gives him something that helps his weary soul. Something that can help him understand that deliverance was coming. With his advice, he gave him hope. And the question is, what is hope? Hope is the thing that firms or confirms the belief that something better is coming. I know sometimes that's hard to see when we're in such circumstances where it looks so bad. We really can't see beyond our circumstances. But as a Christian who believes in God, you ought to always be able to look beyond your earthly circumstances. Because you have a God who operates outside of the earth. He operates outside of time. He operates outside of your situation, outside of your circumstance. He's bigger than anything that you can ever face. In 2025, hold on to your hope. Because hope is very important. The Bible shares with us that hope is the beginning of faith. When we look in Hebrews 11:1 says this. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Hebrew word for hope is tikvah. Tikvah comes from the root word of kevah. And kevah means to collect. So the concrete meaning of tikvah is a line or cord, a collection of fibers that twist together to make a strong or firm cord. And also, tikvah is also used for the abstract idea of hope and gives a strong and firm mind. All of what I said to you is this, that hope ties belief to faith and faith to hope. Hope is that thing that gives you expectation of things to come. It's what gives give life to faith. It's what confirms our belief in that which is to come. So basically, hope is that glue that pulls your faith together. Hope is that thing that makes your faith and your belief tie together. So without hope, you have no faith. Without faith, you have no belief. And the Bible shares that the only way that we can please God is we must have faith. I'm trying to help somebody here to understand that Jesus was giving him advice that we all can use in our everyday walk of life. Jesus is helping him become a whole man. Which lets us understand that Jesus is God, because the only way that God deals with us, he deals with us by helping the whole man. Because when God places himself inside of you, everything that's in you that's not like him has to leave. Now, it does not leave all at one time, but you got to understand there's a process of it leaving. Every time it leaves, God shows you what's leaving. God shows you that thing that's not like him, and he pulls that thing from you. But the only way that you can get to that place is you must first have hope. My brothers and sisters, that resolution that you're looking for will not come fast. It's going to take some time, because the formula of hope being with faith, being with belief, is a powerful thing. is so powerful that when all three of them exist, everything that's in your life must correct itself. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. When hope ties with faith, and faith ties with your belief, everything that's in your life that is to come, that's good, all you have to do is hold on, because surely it's not. The Bible says that all we need is the faith the size of a grain of what? A mustard seed. That all you need. Jesus said unto the man, that I know you're going through and your son is suffering, but if thou cantest, believe. My question to you is, my brothers and sisters, today, while you're going through in 2025, don't stop believing. Or shall I say, can I ask you this question? Will you believe? Will you believe that God can pull you through? Will you trust that your God is more powerful than anything that you will face? Will you believe that he's everything that he said that he will be in your life? Will you believe? Or will you ball up and become weak and weary? Will you forget who he is? Will you question his power? Will you lose your identity because you lost your hope? Jesus helped this man by asking him, could he believe? And then he gave him a promise. He said, if you can believe, he says this in part C of this verse. He said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Church, in 2025, all things are possible to you. All you have to do is believe. And your belief begins with you having hope. Don't let nothing take your hope. Your hope is the essence of your faith. If you have hope, you can have faith. If you have faith, you can believe. And if you got all three, you have pleased God, and God will do everything that you need for him to do in your life. Can you imagine Jesus standing before this father? And this father probably had an idea of who Jesus was, because when before Jesus got to him, Jesus had worked great miracles. Two times Jesus fed thousands of people with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. He didn't do it on one occasion, he did it on two occasions. And then he healed a young lady who was possessed by demons by not even going to her house, but speaking a word to her mother that she is now healed. And then Jesus did one thing that we all are amazed by, when he walked on water. And Peter asked him, Father, if it's you, bid me to come to you. So not only did he walk on water, he allowed Peter to walk on water. And then Jesus was transformed into his heavenly body in front of some of his disciples, and met with Moses and Elijah, who had died thousands of years before he was born. Now, and I'm quite sure that this man heard of all these things. And I said that to say to you, when you look back in your life, what miracles have God already worked for you? Did he walk on water in your life? Which means he made the impossible possible. Did he shine a bright light in your dark areas for you can see your way through? When you were lost and confused and didn't know what to do, you had talked to everybody and still was in the same predicament, but when you fell on your knees and talked to God, God showed you. What miracles did he work in your life that you know of? Did he heal your body? When the doctor said you didn't have but so many days to live, but yet you were still here? Did he heal your body when your doctor said he didn't know what to do, but somehow they found out how they can fix your situation? I'm asking you today, do you have hope? You should have hope because of not what someone tells you, but when you actually sit down and look back and think about all the goodness All the things that he's done for you. You now have a life where you're comfortable, not because of you, but because of him. God has been good to us, and we ought to never lose hope, because when we can look back over what he's already done, we should gain strength, because we remember that our God has promised us that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. My brothers, in 2025, don't let anything take your hope.
Amen.
Don't let anything steal your joy. Because your God needs for you to realize that he is God, and God all by himself. And Isaiah 40 and 31 says it like this: but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Lord have mercy. Let me help you understand something. When you soar on wings like eagles, you know what eagles do when storms come? Eagles take a flight during the storm, because they know that their wings are so strong, they can fly above their storms. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to tell you that in 2025, you ought to be able to take up wings like an eagle. And when your storms come, you ought to be able to fly above your storm.
All right.
So when everything around you is dark and everything around you is falling apart, you are above your situation, because God is the wind that beneath your wings. And you can look down into your situation and know that it is God who is your sustainer. God who gives you power to fly above your circumstances. It closes out by saying that they will run and not get weary. That they will walk and not be faint. In 2025, my brothers and sisters, don't lose your hope. Because when you got God, you can soar above all of your circumstances. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open. If there would be one who do not know God and free pardon of your sin, the time is now. The Bible says, find God where he, when he can be found, but surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open.
Amen. 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 Don't lose your hope in 2025. Amen. Because I saw some of us being attacked in 2024, and some of us almost lost our hope. But I want you to know you're not by yourself. We are a church family. If you need assistance, lean on us. That's what we're here for, amen? That's why the Bible says, forsake not the solemn assembling, the gathering of yourselves together. For we ought to help each other and to be each other's leaning post when we can't stand alone, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of our communion. And we ask that as they come, that you prepare yourself to eat from the Lord's table. And in order to do that, we ask that you pray. Amen. Silently while I pray aloud. Because we do not want to eat from this table unworthily. And the only way that we can eat from this table unworthily, if God sees that there's a ought between him and us. And in most cases, the ought is because we have issues with one another. Jesus shared with us in the Matthews that we can't receive our blessings if we have an ought with our fellow brothers and sisters. He says, how can you say that you love me whom you never seen and hate those who you see every day? And so we ask that as I pray aloud that you pray silently, that there's, if there's anything in you that puts you at a place where God is not happy with you, that he removes it now. Therefore, we know that God is a God who can do things instantly. He does not have to wait. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father God, we come now as we prepare to eat from this holy table, as we prepare to eat of our Lord and Savior's body and to drink of his blood. We pray, Master, that we can do this, Master, and do it in a place where you are happy with us. For we do not want to drink damnation unto our souls. The Bible shares with us that some of us are sick, some of us are asleep, and some of us have even died because we have eaten from this table unworthily. So we pray, Master, if there's anything that's in us, even those things that perhaps we do not know ourselves, that we've locked away in the back of our minds, we pray that you remove them from us. And we pray that you take them from us so we can eat with you and sup with you in a place where you are happy with us. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Thank you.
Master, as we prepare to leave this place, we pray that your mercies and your grace will go with us. Keep us, protect us, watch over us, and cover us. And Master, while we're out in that world, allow us to be good stewards of your word and share your word with those who need to hear it. For this world is in need of more Jesus in their lives. Help us to be that beacon of light that can shine into the darkness of their life to show them the way. Keep us now until we can return back unto this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let our hearts say amen.